Welcome to this custom deep dive. Today we're opening up a really fascinating stack of sources about, well, a massive shift in the whole technology landscape.
Yeah, massive is honestly the right word for it.
Right. And we're zooming in specifically on Y Combinator's Winter 2026 batch, which just wrapped up its demo day in late March 2026. And really the mission for our deep dive today, for you listening, is to extract the critical insights from this batch.
Because the data we're looking at, it points to a fundamental structural shift in just, you know, how companies are built from the ground up.
Exactly. And to really understand what we're looking at, think about how you build a house. Usually you start with the foundation, right? You pour the concrete, frame the walls, ensure the basic structure is rock solid.
Right, the traditional way.
Yeah. And then maybe at the very end of the project, if you have some leftover budget, you decide to built on a shiny new smart home system.
Like an afterthought.
Exactly. It's a feature. Something you add to a house that is already fully built just to make, you know, turning on the lights a little easier.
Well, the traditional software industry has treated artificial intelligence exactly like that smart home add-on for the last few years.
Just totally bolted on.
Right. It was an accessory. You built a standard software platform, and then you just sort of tacked on an AI chatbot to summarize text or whatever.
Yeah.
The platform stood up perfectly fine without it.
Yeah.
But this YCW26 batch, it flips that entire model completely upside down. Imagine walking onto a construction site today, and the contractors, they aren't pouring standard concrete at all.
They're just pouring the intelligence.
Exactly. The foundation itself is made entirely of that smart tech. Look, out of the 199 companies that just graduated from Y Combinator, which, you know, remains arguably the most famous startup accelerator in the world, an astonishing 60% are categorized as AI first from day one.
60%? That's just wild.
Yeah, AI is no longer a shiny feature. It is the fundamental building block.
And the sources referred to the fallout of this shift as the YCW26 effect. And, you know, this effect has massive implications for you right now here in May 2026.
Especially if you're operating a business in the area.
Right. Or building software or managing talent anywhere near the Southern California tech ecosystem. So to understand how this shockwave is going to hit local businesses and developers in places like Orange County, we really need to look at the unprecedented demographics coming out of this specific class.
The founder profiles are just totally different this time around.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the sheer density of artificial intelligence in this batch, it's frankly mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We aren't just talking about companies building lightweight wrappers around ChatGPT here.
No, not at all.
There are three dedicated AGI labs, artificial general intelligence labs, in this single batch.
And, you know, AGI is the holy grail of this industry. It refers to systems that can understand, learn, and apply knowledge across a wide range of tasks at a level equal to or even beyond human capability.
Which is crazy to think about.
Right. And having even one AGI lab in an accelerator cohort would have been front page tech news just a couple of years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Now it's just a bullet point in a much larger trend. And these labs, they're being founded by serious heavy hitters. The batch includes a company called Nandeia, co-founded by Francois Chollet.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and anyone who follows machine learning knows Chollet as the creator of Keras. And Keras is, well, it's one of the most widely used deep learning frameworks on the planet. It's the underlying software scaffolding that millions of developers use to build neural networks.
So you have these absolute titans of industry, people who literally wrote the architecture for modern machine learning, sitting in the exact same batch as people who just graduated college.
Yeah, the contrast is stark.
Because the data reveals this extreme dichotomy. Mm-hmm. The founders are getting significantly younger on average, right?
What's fascinating here is the historical context. Historically, a typical Y Combinator founder averaged about 9 years of professional experience.
9 years. So they've been around the block.
Exactly. They spent a decade in the trenches at massive tech conglomerates, you know, learning complex system architecture, database management, enterprise sales, all before they even thought about striking out on their own.
Right.
But in this W26 batch, that average has dropped to just 5.8 years of professional experience.
Wow.
And it gets crazier. When you isolate the founders who are building AI agents, meaning software designed to autonomously execute multi-step complex tasks without a human, those founders average just 4.8 years of experience. Agentic AI has suddenly become incredibly accessible to early career builders.
Okay, I have to push back on this dynamic a little bit because Are we basically handing the keys to a highly complex industrial factory to people who just got their driver's licenses?
That's a fair question.
Right. I mean, how are early career builders, people who've been out of college for maybe 4 or 5 years, managing such complex foundational tech? Building an autonomous AI agent isn't like building a simple mobile game where you just drag and drop some code.
Right. It's not Flappy Bird.
Exactly. There is usually massive back-end infrastructure involved.
Well, the reason they can manage the factory is that the AI is building the factory for them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the core mechanism of this shift is that AI itself is lowering the barrier to entry for complex software creation. Look, 5 years ago, a startup founder needed that decade of experience just to understand DevOps, server load balancing, security protocols.
All the tedious stuff.
All the repetitive boilerplate code required simply to get a product to turn on. But today, the foundational AI models handle that boilerplate architecture automatically.
So they just skip that step entirely.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
A founder with only 4 years of experience can now focus entirely on the product logic and solving the user's specific problem. Meanwhile, the AI acts as their senior engineering team, writing the underlying infrastructure code right in the background.
That drastically accelerates the speed of development. And
right.
You know, this hyper-accelerated building isn't just happening in pure software, which actually brings us to the physical world.
Yeah, the hardware side is booming.
Right. The sources show these younger founders are using AI to build real physical hardware.
Which is wild because building physical hardware has always been notoriously difficult and expensive. You usually need extensive engineering backgrounds just to deal with physical supply chains and manufacturing tolerances.
It's a totally different beast.
Exactly. Yet this batch features 20 hardware companies, which is the strongest hardware showing YC has had in years.
20 companies.
Yeah, 20. And they're building in robotics, aerospace, biotech hardware, industrial automation. AI is being used to simulate physics, run rapid testing environments, and streamline computer-aided design.
So they can move just as fast.
Right. It allows these really small teams to iterate on physical hardware almost as fast as they iterate on software.
Which is exactly where the geography of the W26 batch becomes incredibly relevant to you listening. Because San Francisco, of course, still dominates the raw numbers with 69 companies in the batch. Yeah, and California as a whole claims 67% of the entire cohort. But the spotlight in our sources is shining intensely on Southern California's rapidly growing presence.
The momentum shift is real.
It really is. There are currently 148 active YC startups in the Los Angeles metro area alone. And the specific types of hardware companies coming out of this batch are, well, they're perfectly aligned with Southern California's evolving identity.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, Southern California and Orange County in particular already has a massive, firmly established aerospace and defense infrastructure.
Right. So
you've got the legacy defense contractors sitting right alongside highly successful modern defense tech juggernauts headquartered in Irvine, like Endural Industries and Field AI.
Which are huge down there.
Exactly. The region has the specialized manufacturing capabilities, the testing facilities, and just a deeply ingrained hardware culture. So what we are witnessing is the collision of this new, highly accessible AI momentum with that existing hard tech infrastructure.
Like a powder keg.
Yeah, it's creating a perfect storm for autonomous systems and defense AI.
And one of my absolute favorite examples from the sources highlighting this W26 batch is a startup called Grazemate.
Oh, yeah, the robotic cowboys.
Literally, they are building autonomous cattle mustering robots.
Mm.
So instead of humans on ATVs or horses trying to manage massive herds across hundreds of acres, you have these ruggedized robots navigating complex, unstructured outdoor terrain to manage livestock.
It's incredible. And alongside agricultural robotics, you have multiple aerospace startups in this batch founded by former SpaceX employees.
Right, keeping it local.
Yeah, many of these founders already have deep professional and personal ties to Orange County and the South Bay. So they're taking that famous rapid iteration hardware culture from SpaceX, injecting it with this new wave of highly accessible AI tools, and setting up their operations right in Southern California.
So the region is definitively shedding its outdated reputation as strictly an entertainment and media tech hub.
Oh, 100%. It's becoming a central powerhouse for autonomous hardware.
But, you know, the technology allowing a robotic vehicle to navigate the physical complexities of an outdoor farm is fundamentally similar to the technology allowing software to navigate the digital complexities of a corporate database.
That's a really good point.
Right. Both require an autonomous system to assess a really messy environment, make a judgment call, and then execute a task. And that underlying logic bridges us directly from the agricultural fields to the air-conditioned offices of Orange County's professional services.
Ah, the white-collar disruption.
Exactly.
Because while robotic cattle herders and aerospace drones get all the flashy headlines, you know, because they're highly visible physical objects, the absolute dominant category across the W26 batch is AI-native B2B software.
B2B is everywhere in this batch.
It is. These are systems designed to automate digital workflows that literally up until this year strictly required human judgment.
And here's where it gets really interesting if you work in an office setting. We're looking at companies like Jimba, which automates complex enterprise workflows entirely through conversational interfaces.
So no more clicking through menus.
Exactly. Instead of clicking through 20 different menus in some massive software platform to generate a report or trigger an invoice, you just talk to the system.
It's wild.
And even more disruptive is a company called Clix, which operates as an AI-native business process outsourcing platform.
Right, and traditional business process outsourcing, or BPO, meant an enterprise would hire a third-party company that maintained massive call centers overseas.
Thousands of people.
Yeah, you outsourced your customer support or data entry to hundreds of human workers. But a platform like Clix replaces that entire overseas human department with AI systems that can read emails, process documents, and resolve customer issues completely autonomously.
Okay, let me stop you right there, because anyone operating in Orange County knows it is filled with heavily regulated industries.
Very true.
Right. You have massive traditional law firms handling highly sensitive intellectual property. You have heavily regulated financial services firms.
Healthcare, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have giant healthcare providers like UCI Health and HOAG dealing with protected patient records. These are extremely conservative institutions when it comes to risk.
They don't move fast.
No, they don't. So I have a really hard time seeing a prominent hospital system handing over patient workflow data to a six-month-old startup run by a 26-year-old.
Well, that compliance hurdle is traditionally exactly what protects incumbent software companies from startup disruption. Earning a certification like SOC2, which, you know, proves a company strictly manages and secures customer data, usually takes a startup over a year of rigorous audits.
Penetration testing, massive fees.
Exactly, tens of thousands of dollars. But the sources show these new AI-native startups are preempting that exact fear by building compliance into the fundamental architecture from day one.
Wait, from day one?
Yeah. Clix, that BPO platform we just mentioned, they graduated YC with SOC2 and HIPAA compliance already built in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They aren't waiting to land an enterprise client so they can afford the security upgrades. They are arriving at the enterprise client's door, fully certified and ready to handle regulated data.
That drastically changes the risk calculus for an enterprise buyer.
It completely flips it.
And we see this heavily in the legal sector as well. Legal tech makes up fully 4% of this entire W26 batch. The sources actually note this is the biggest wave of investment in the legal space since the software as a service boom back in 2021.
Yeah, YC backed a company called Arcline, which is really interesting. They handle startup legal work using elite lawyers, but they promise a same-day turnaround.
Same day for complex legal work.
Same day. And the mechanism behind Arcline is a perfect example of this disruption. The AI does the heavy lifting of parsing hundreds of pages of case law, reviewing the mundane clauses, and generating all the baseline contracts.
So the lawyers just review it.
Right. The elite human lawyers only step in for the final 10% of the process to provide high-level strategic review. By automating the bulk of the tedious document navigation, they drastically compress the time required to complete complex legal tasks.
Which means they also drastically compressed the premium costs that Orange County businesses are used to paying for that exact same work.
Exactly.
And the sources point out this is happening in healthcare too, with the batch featuring AI copilots for psychiatry, platforms designed for rapid drug discovery, clinical workflow automation.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, and if these tools are achieving clinical validation right now, the conservative institutions we talked about face a completely flipped risk equation.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest risk is no longer adopting an unproven startups tool.
Right.
The biggest risk actually becomes failing to adopt the tool and getting utterly outpaced by a local competitor who can now operate at half your cost and twice your speed.
And that fear of being outpaced triggers the ripple effect, which is the immediate practical implication of the YC W26 batch for established businesses. The very first place this impact is being felt is in the local talent pool.
Oh, for sure. Because if you look at the math, You have 199 newly minted, well-funded YC companies that just finished demo day.
Yep.
They have fresh capital in the bank, and they are all aggressively hiring software engineering talent at the exact same time.
Yep.
If you're a local business trying to hire developers in Southern California, you aren't just competing with Broadcom or local tech incumbents anymore.
Not at all.
You're competing with deeply funded AI startups, offering engineers the chance to, you know, build the future of foundational AI, typically accompanied by very attractive equity packages.
It creates an immense squeeze on talent. Established companies are being forced to completely reevaluate their compensation structures and their internal technical culture.
They have to.
Yeah, because if your engineering environment relies on slow bureaucratic processes and outdated legacy code, top-tier talent is going to be easily poached by these nimble AI-native startups where they can ship products daily.
And if these startups are hiring this aggressively and using AI to build their infrastructure this quickly, they must be bringing product to market at breakneck speed.
Oh, absolutely.
That means our local procurement teams and IT buyers are about to get absolutely flooded with vendor requests.
This raises an important question. What's the timeline look like? The sources map out the procurement timeline clearly. YC-backed B2B companies typically move from their post-demo day launch to securing their first commercial enterprise contracts within 6 to 12 months.
So that's right around the corner.
Exactly. That puts the target right at late 2026 and early 2027. Local businesses will start receiving aggressive outreach from these exact W26 companies, offering AI-powered workflow automation that literally did not exist a year and a half ago.
So procurement teams need to rapidly develop a new competency for evaluating these systems right now. Assessing the security posture, understanding the boundaries of where the AI sends company data, verifying the financial stability of an AI-native vendor, it all requires a completely different playbook than buying a traditional software license.
Because the entire model of traditional enterprise software is fracturing right now, one of the most significant takeaways from the B2B side of this batch is the acceleration of the SaaS replacement wave.
Right, the unbundling.
Yes. For the last decade, the enterprise trend was consolidation. Companies bought massive, bloated, legacy software platforms that tried to do everything, HR, finance, operations, internal messaging.
And they usually did all of it poorly.
Exactly. They did it poorly. They were incredibly difficult to navigate, but procurement liked having it all bundled under one vendor. Well, these new AI-native startups are actively unbundling those massive platforms.
Taking them apart piece by piece.
Right. They're targeting incredibly narrow, specific workflows and replacing the bloated software with smaller, hyper-focused micro-AIs that do one job exceptionally well and extremely fast.
You know, I look at this ecosystem like we're in the middle of a massive gold rush. Everyone is sprinting to build the sharpest, fastest pickaxe to sell to the miners. But because they are moving at warp speed, a lot of founders are carving those pickaxes out of cheap wood just to get them to market quickly.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. The tool might look amazing in a controlled demo day environment, but the second you strike a real rock, like a complex enterprise database with strict access controls the handle snaps.
That is a perfect analogy for the immense technical debt accumulating in the AI space right now. Technical debt happens when developers choose a fast, easy solution in the short term that requires massive, painful refactoring in the future.
Yeah, paying for it later.
Exactly. In the context of AI, it means building brittle data integrations or failing to properly silo customer data, which leads to the AI hallucinating or accessing sensitive information it shouldn't ever see.
And our sources offer incredibly practical advice for founders and technical operators trying to navigate this, specifically highlighting the market positioning of firms like Technigian. The core advice is that while speed of market matters immensely, the underlying architecture matters more.
You can't skip the foundation.
You absolutely cannot let investor momentum turn into crippling technical debt. The mandate for founders right now is to rigorously define the core workflow you're trying to automate. You must document your data models meticulously, ensuring the AI only pulls from clean, verified sources.
And you have to protect customer information with hard boundaries from day one.
From day one. You need a robust system that actually survives chaotic, real-world enterprise use, not just a flashy script that looks good in a controlled demo.
Because if you rush an AI product to market with weak security and unclear data boundaries, you will instantly fail the moment an enterprise buyer starts asking those new, rigorous procurement questions we just discussed.
So what does this all mean for you? When we zoom out and synthesize this entire stack of sources, the YCW26 effect is fundamentally a massive execution signal for the Southern California ecosystem.
It's a wake-up call.
It is. AI is no longer some distant theoretical future consideration that you can afford to passively wait and see on. It is the concrete foundation of a present competitive reality.
The tools are here.
Yeah. The companies building hyper-efficient AI-native alternatives to your incumbent software and your human workflows are not years away. They are in the market right now, closing deals with early adopters. The choice you have today is to deeply understand the mechanics of this shift and make better build, buy, and partnership decisions before this unprecedented wave of new vendors floods your inbox over the next few quarters.
Taking that one step further, you know, we started this deep dive by talking about how these massive all-in-one software platforms are being unbundled. They're being replaced by hundreds of hyper-narrow AI-native systems that can seamlessly communicate with each other via APIs to execute individual human workflows. If that is the immediate future of enterprise software, it forces us to ask a really profound question about the future of the enterprise itself.
Okay, I'm listening.
Think about a traditional corporate organizational chart. It's filled with distinct departments, massive teams of human operators, and layers of mid-level management whose primary job is simply routing information from one department to another.
Right, a traditional pyramid.
Exactly. Well, is every narrow workflow, from booking an international flight to drafting a complex merger contract to navigating a robot through a cattle ranch, is soon handled by a specialized micro AI? What happens to that traditional org chart?
Oh, wow.
Are we moving toward a near future where a massive billion-dollar company isn't made up of thousands of employees, but rather just a handful of human strategists?
It's a core team.
Yeah, a small executive team acting simply as conductors, standing on a podium, directing an incredibly complex, fully autonomous orchestra of specialized micro AIs. Because the technology demonstrated in the W26 batch proves the instruments are already tuned and perfectly capable of playing the music, the only question left for local businesses is who is going to hold the baton.
That is an incredible image and a really vital question to walk away with. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the underlying mechanics of the YCW26 effect. Keep exploring those big questions, stay curious about the systems being built around you, and we'll catch you next time as we keep learning together.